Hold on for a second while I put on my costume. Our matriarch, Patricia Hunt Perry, gave this to me. Did you know that, Roger? Reverend Roger? Yeah. Last year sometime. Makes you wonder what she was thinking about me. Yeah. Luckily, she bought one of her, for herself, so we are both good witches. Here's hoping. Man, so Halloween is on Wednesday. I don't know about you, but the older I get, the time flies by so quickly. Oh, my goodness. You remember when you were a kid, Halloween would come, and you would spend months trying to figure out what you were going to become? You know, were you going to be a good person or a bad person? It was your time to play, you know? And as a kid, I think that's really pretty cool because, you know, we really don't know. We didn't know who we were. We didn't know what we wanted to be, so we could imagine things for ourselves. I think that's one of the best things about Halloween is for kids, they can pretend and try things on for a moment. Yet, for adults, as fun as it is to put on the hat, and some might think, yeah, that's Crystal, she is a little witch. That might be my truth. It's still a question that I bring up to you today is, who do you show up as? On a day-to-day basis, not just Halloween, who do you show up as? Do you show up as your true, authentic self, which is a treat? Or do you show up as someone else? Do you show up as a trick? I don't know if that sounded quite right, show up as a trick. So, but you know what I was meaning. Thank you, you're with me. I appreciate that. But that is, no matter how I say it, it's going to come out that way. Do we pretend like we're someone else, tricking ourselves and tricking other people to believe that this is the real truth of ourselves? How authentic do we show up as? How authentic as our true selves do we show up as? Now, in the history, it's deemed that showing up in costume in Halloween was a Celtic religion, or not religion, a Celtic tradition. And it was called Samhain. And they would dress up, and they would party, they would hoop and holler. And then they would go to neighbors' doors, and they would perform for them for a drink or for food. Another tradition I found out about was that people would dress up in costumes on the Day of the Dead, both for the Day of the Dead, and they would go to people's houses and pray for the dead. And their prayers would then would bring about food. And so I found that interesting that it in some ways, I like the second one because it comes from prayer and you get treated for prayers, but it's kind of interesting from childhood to now. Subconsciously, how have we been showing up? And have we bought in that trying on a new outfit or a new identity is just fun? Or how much have we bought into that if we are someone else, we are treated better? That if we put on a mask, if we pretend to be someone else other than who we are, if we pretend to be something that someone else wants us to be, then that person or those people will treat us better. And it probably starts from childhood and continues on in our preteen years, especially the preteen years when you really don't know who you are, but you think that you're an adult, but you want an adult to be with you. I used to be a Uniteen facilitator, so I do know about that. And then into teenage years where you're expected to be even a little bit more of an adult, and yet you still don't know who you are, and yet everyone is telling you who you should be and what you should think and what you should do and how you should behave. And then as a young adult, it continues on. It doesn't seem like it ever ends, does it? That someone somewhere around is telling you who you should be. I mean, God forbid that you're anything other than what people think is normal. They're normal. God forbid if you're Jewish. God forbid if you're black, gay, transgender, just trying to find a bathroom to go to. God forbid that you're just being yourself, wanting to live a life that God gave you. Know that the truth of who you are is beautiful beyond measure because God made you exactly who you are. So you don't have to put on the mask unless you want to do it for fun. You don't have to put on the mask to pretend to you're anyone that you're not. If you're going to put a mask on, put a mask that identifies you more clearly. Put a sign that identifies the truth of who you are. But do not wear a mask to pretend that you're anyone other than who God has created you to be. There's a story called The Cracked Pot that I'd like to share with you. Yes, I hear someone snickering. Yep, you are a cracked pot. That's all right. I like being unique. And so the story, I envision like in China and other indigenous areas, a lot of people carry water on their shoulders. They have a bar or something. They have two pots. And this is what the water bearer was carrying. One pot was perfect. It was pristine. The other pot had a crack in it. And every day, the water bearer would go to the river, and every day he'd go back to his master's house with one perfect, pristine pot filled with water and a pot that's cracked filled halfway with water. This went on for years, and the cracked pot couldn't take it any longer. One day while at the river, while the water bearer was getting the water, the cracked pot said, "I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry. I'm so ashamed of myself that of who I am." The water bearer said, "Of who you are, why are you ashamed?" And the cracked pot said, "Because I'm cracked. You do all this walking back and forth. You do this hard work of getting water for the master. And every time you get back with water with me, it's only half empty. So ashamed. I'm so imperfect." The water bearer looked with compassion at the cracked pot and said, "My beloved pot, when we go back to the master's house, look at the side of the road. Look at the flowers that are there." Water bearer picked up the pots, proceeded on, and as the water bearer requested, the cracked pot looked, and there were beautiful wildflowers across the land on their way back to the house. And for a moment, for a brief moment, this brought joy to the cracked pot's soul. But then he noticed that again, water was pouring out of it. Again, he became ashamed. And so when they got to the master's house, as he was being lowered, the cracked pot said, "I am so ashamed. I'm so, so sorry." And the water bearer said, "Did you not see the wildflowers on the side of the road?" And the cracked pot said, "Well, yeah, it brought me joy for a time." He said, the water bearer said, "You know, that I know your flaw. I know you're cracked. I know that you leak water. I used it for my own purposes. I used it for the beauty of the earth. When I realized that you were cracked and you were spilling water, I put down wild flower seeds along the path. Have you not noticed that every time we go back, you're only on one side? I use that water every year. Water the seeds. If it weren't for your flaw of being cracked, the beautiful flowers that are there would never be there because you water them every day. The beauty that people are able to see each and every day, the beauty that every day when I pick the flowers and put into the master's dining room would not be there if it weren't for your flaws. So please never be ashamed of your flaw. Appreciate your flaw, for your flaw actually is not a flaw. It is a blessing. I invite each and every one of you to think of yourself as that cracked pot. Think of yourself. So many of us believe that we are flawed beyond measure. That's why we want to change God's work. You know, there's an old saying, God don't make junk. So why do you think that you are junk or flawed? When we talk about how God made you beautifully, No matter what the mistakes that you have made are, no matter what the challenges you have gone through, no matter how you have used or misused God's energies for your greatness or for its greatness, you are still the beloved of God. Take off the mask. Because you can't be anyone better than yourself. I can try to be Heather Dedell, the brilliant Heather Dedell here. Talk about failure, complete failure, because only Heather can be as beautiful as she is. Just as Heather can try to be me and would fail miserably as well. Why do we continue to set ourselves up for failure? Continue to beat ourselves up for being the beautiful selves that we are, thinking that someone else, the grass is greener out there, someone else is more beautiful, someone else is thinner, someone else is larger, someone else is black hair, someone else has curly hair, I wish I had this, I wish I had that. Always wishing for the opposite of who we are and not appreciating God's work. Have fun during Halloween. Shake a tail feather. Go get some treats. But as you move forward, figure out who you are trying to trick and keeping the mask on any further than this day. I invite you to free yourself. And how do you do that? By appreciating yourself. By, first of all, being appreciative to God. Saying, thank you, God, for creating me just as I am. I know that might be hard for some people. It might seem like a lie, but I don't like who I am. I don't like what I've been. I don't like this. I don't like that. There's something about you that is not just one thing, not two things. Thousands of things that make you the beloved, beautiful child of God. Beyond the mistakes. Beyond the challenges. And even with the challenges, one of the ways that you can appreciate and become the truth of who you are, the authentic self, right here, right now, because there's no other time, is appreciate every aspect of who you are, even in your fallible nature, even with your mistakes. That's what's made you who you are. That's what's made you strong. Sometimes it's what's broken you down. But every time that you're broken down, you get up again. You rise to a newer level. You evolve to a higher stance. And you become more of the Christed being that you are meant to be once you take the mask off, the illusion off. Once you stop trying to be something else, someone else, something that someone wants you to be. And just love who you are. Because if anyone hasn't told you, I love you just the way you are. If anyone hasn't told you, you are perfect just the way you are. But Reverend Crystal, I've made mistakes. You are still perfect just the way you are. Mistakes and all. So how do we come to our true self? Be grateful. Be thankful for who we are. There's a quote that I love. Shamya Kindia. Don't let others define who you are. Create your own identity and let your presence reveal your true self. Listen to that again. Don't let others define who you are. Create your own identity and let your presence reveal your true self. You know, each and every one of you not only is a presence, but is a present to the world. Just like the cracked bowl or the cracked pot, allowing your beauty to pour out to the world. Your flaws have created a beautiful person. Be thankful. Take a look at yourself. Come clean. Look in the mirror. You know I'm a favorite about looking in the mirror. Come clean with yourself. Be real with yourself. Take off the makeup. Take off the macho appearance. Take off the residue of your past. Look yourself straight in the eye and say, this is me. I am beautiful. Sometimes I'm ugly the way I act. I can change that. I am God's beloved child. Outside and inside, I am as God created me. Outside and inside, I am as God created me. And God does not create junk. But I am beautiful. I am the beloved. I am the presence of God right here, right now. So come clean with yourself and appreciate the now moment as you are, because there's no other you right now. There's no other moment right now. This is it. So take it. Live it. Live fully within it and appreciate yourself fully. Whatever you don't like about yourself, don't pretend to be someone else. You have the power within you to create something new. Create a change within yourself. Repent. Change your mind. Change your life. Figure out what you like about yourself, what you want to keep, what you want to change about yourself, and know that the Spirit of God within you, within your soul, feeds you, fills you up with the intelligence and the guidance to do so. You don't have to wear an illusionary mask to be someone else. Perfect. Stop pretending. Get away from friends who want to make you something that you are not. Get away from relationships of people who expect you to be someone else. If you're not expecting you to be someone else, why would you be hanging out with someone else who wants you and sees you as something other than who you are? If you're not good enough for them, then they need to go. That goes with your partner, your love, your family members. If they can't appreciate you for the loving presence of who you are, they need to step. They need to move aside. You need to release and let them go, because you don't need anyone saying that you need to be anything other than your beautiful self and appreciating who you are. You need to be with people who say, I love how you eat. I love how you snore. I love every little aspect of you. Okay, the snoring, they might want to turn you around. You might need to go into another room, but there's some aspect, at least the core of you. There, in relationships, there's things that we don't like about our partners. There's always going to be things that we need to work on in relationship and individually. The core of who you are, if they can't identify with the truth of who you are, release and let them go. Because there's someone out there who sees you, the perfection of you, wants to adore you in that perfection. If it's a family member, if it's a parent, that's the hardest person to give up. But if they can't appreciate who they created, find another parent who can see you for who you are. If there's siblings who can't appreciate you for who you are, then there are other siblings who are there who can love you. You know, that's one of the most valuable gifts of being an openly lesbian person, is that I've been in the community for a long time, and I've seen so many kids, so many people who are divorced from their families. And so you have to make your own family so many times. You have to create your own loving family. It's a lot easier than you think. And a lot of times those families become stronger than blood. Don't be ashamed that you have to say goodbye to people who are toxic, who want to treat you differently. Move forward. Say what you mean. Be truthful to yourself. Don't be insincere and be vulnerable with yourself. Dear people, there's a beautiful quote from Thomas Merton that I want to share with you. Every one of us is shadowed by an illusionary person. False self. We are not very good at recognizing illusions, least of all the ones we cherish about ourselves. Contemplation is not and cannot be a function of this external self. There is an incredible opposition between the deep transcendent self that awakens only in contemplation and in the superficial. External self, which we commonly identify with the first person singular. Our reality, our true self, is hidden in what appears to us to be nothingness. We can rise above this unreality and recover our hidden reality. God itself begins to live in me, not only as my creator, but as my other true self. That is really also the truth of who we are. Once we come clean with ourselves, get to know ourselves, the truth of who we are really is the beloved, the love, the light. If we can't figure it out, if we haven't figured it out yet, go to the beloved. Go to God. And as if you're trying to figure it out, just go, God, just remind me, Lord, who I am. Tell me, Lord, who I am. I am open to you, because once you ask, you will realize that God the good will only tell you of the greatness and the joy and the good that you are, because God only sees good. Even in this world that is not so good, God only sees you as the beloved, as the divine, as the true self. So ask that which only sees you as your true self. Who am I today? And with that, I invite you to also go towards our weekly affirmation. I invite you to just listen to it for a moment, and then after you've listened to me read it, I invite you to say it yourself. I am God's child, filled with God's light, love, and power. Allow that to reverberate within yourselves, vibrate within you. Breathe it in, and let's say it together. I am God's child, filled with God's light, love, and power. Yes, you are, and so it is. Amen.